Stock markets across the world have been taking a bit of a hammering this week amid worries that US inflation is set to rise. While US shares did rebound yesterday, investors remain fearful that central banks will increase interest rates if prices continue to overheat. If that does happen, investors will shift from shares to less risky assets like bonds. Paul Somerville of Somerville Advisory Markets joins us on the line. The stock markets have been having a bit of a wobble this week, Paul. Why is the selling pressure coming now?
Yeah, well, investors are getting a very good lesson in how stock markets are a forward pricing mechanism. It's not pricing in what is happening today. It's rather trying to guess and anticipate what's going to happen in the second half of the year. We've had very, very strong data. The US GDP was up 6.4% in the first quarter, and we've just had earnings season. Extremely strong earnings from, say, Apple. Revenue growth up 53%, Facebook up 47%. So really strong earnings, yet all these stock prices are trading lower than where they were. Apple is down around 15% from where it was in January. And that is because the markets are trying to price in inflation expectations that are looking to be stronger and bond yields are ticking higher. So we're expecting the second half of the year to be very, very volatile, very similar to what happened in 2018. Markets are anticipating inflation, anticipating interest rates to be going higher. And that is why the high price stocks are wobbling somewhat.
And the Federal Reserve has been trying to keep interest rates low to bolster the economy. Is it likely to move now? It's very much trying to calm inflation fears by saying these price pressures won't last.
Well, we can see the consumer price inflation earlier in the week was 4.2% annualized. That's the highest since 2008. The Fed says this is all transitory, but the market doesn't believe it. The market thinks that stagflation is coming, meaning high inflation and low growth. So they are pushing up interest rates anyway. And it's important to realize that the market sets interest rates, not the Federal Reserve, and bond yields are ticking higher. And that is bad news for tech stocks, while it's relatively good news for some of the cyclical stocks like banks and oil stocks and things like that.
Bitcoin dropped as much as 15% yesterday, but for a different reason. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said it will no longer accept Bitcoin for car purchases. What impact is this going to have on the cryptocurrency going forward, Paul?
Yeah, well, we can see that Bitcoin is always very volatile. I wouldn't take too much heed into what Elon Musk says about anything. I would suggest that he's trying to deflect from very poor Chinese car sales that Tesla had during the week. And we can see this morning that he's talking about other types of cryptocurrencies, and they've been going up this morning. So I would take it all with a grain of salt.
Okay, Paul Somerville of Somerville Advisory Markets, thanks for joining us.